Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hello, welcome to the Astrology Alchemy podcast for the week of May 17th. I'm your guide and host, Sheila Belanger. Life is the opening of eyes long closed, is one of the sentences from the poem I'll read you at the end of this podcast. It's a week of changing up. There are some patterns with Gemini, planets in Gemini, in conversation with planets in Pisces, and overall, the invitation is to say, what if I try it differently? What if I think differently? What if I tell myself a new story? What if I open my eyes and see what I have not been seeing? So it begins with Monday, May 17th. Venus is conjunct the North Node at 10 degrees of Gemini. As always, for people new to my podcast, you'll be able to get the transmission of what I'm saying. I will speak English. Some of what I say will have astrological details that you may not understand, and that's okay because a lot of my listeners are astrologers or astrology students. I like to support all my people. So what does a Venus mean? Venus is the planet of the lover, the relational one as an archetype. And whenever Venus is moving in the heavens in a significant cycle, it symbolizes that things are up for us around our inner and outer relationships. Venus also helps us connect to values and what's important to us, and also a stewardship of our resources, our time, our energy, our possessions. And the North Node is not a planet, it's a mathematical point that astronomers and astrologers track, and it represents symbolically a doorway into your future. It is our cutting edge work. It's where we're feeling this evolutionary pull to grow and develop. The North Node always has a companion called the South Node, which is opposite in the zodiac wheel. And the South Node represents the doorway to our past, our old ways of doing things, our habitual ways. And it's not that the South Node is negative, but it means we have to watch for where we go on autopilot. The South Node is in Sagittarius right now, with the North Node in Gemini. Sagittarius is a fire sign that has to do with finding your truth, finding meaning, and growing and expanding. It's a beautiful sign, but when it's overdone, it gets dogmatic and gets on its soapbox and says, my truth is the truth, and can really get caught in a sense of being right. So that's like an old pattern we're all struggling with now on a collective level, fingering nobody. It's like, you know, struggling to find the truth and wanting to be certain about our reality and our truth. And yet the North Node right now is in Gemini, which says, not so fast. Gemini is a delightful air sign that says, be curious. Think outside the box. Look at it upside down. Tell a new story. Ask questions. Play devil's advocate. Gemini is very creative and says, we could do anything here. So when the North Node is in Gemini, there is a call for all of us to get out of the stuckness of our certainty and open to a whole new way of looking at things, thinking about things, new stories. So the power of Venus with the North Node on Monday is it is a time period for all of us where in our core relationships, whether, you know, it's partner, it's family, it's friends, there is this sense of we want to try something new. It's time for a new story in your relationships. It's time to be curious rather than certain. Let yourself lean in. Let yourself fall in love again. Let yourself be delighted and inspired and go, wow, I wasn't thinking about that. And then on Friday, May 21st, the sun in Gemini is square Jupiter in Pisces. at 0 degrees. The sun has just gone into Gemini at that point, and Jupiter just recently went into the sign of Pisces. What that means for new folks is, as we look at the planets moving through the heavens from our perspective on the Earth, they seem to move against the backdrop of the zodiac wheel, which is a pattern of stars in the universe for us. And there are 12 zodiac signs. Each of them seem to cover 30-degree arc of the sky. So when we say the sun just entered Gemini, it means from our perspective on the Earth, as we looked at the sun in the heavens, it just moved from its previous sign where it was, Taurus, into its new sign, Gemini. The sun is the heroine, the hero, the conscious self. It illuminates our identity and who, where we're going in life. And Gemini, again, is about curiosity, options, choices, making bridges, making new stories. And a square means the sun, from our perspective right now, looks like it's 90 degrees away from the planet Jupiter. So it makes like a square angle in the heavens. Jupiter is the teacher, wise one, wise man, wise woman. And wherever Jupiter is involved, there is this opportunity to open up your consciousness and your mind, to see the bigger picture, to expand your awareness, and also come to some of your understandings of your core truth and beliefs. Now, Jupiter's in Pisces right now. It's just entered Pisces, and this is a sign that is connected to empathy, compassion, intuition, dreams, visions, creativity. It's definitely a sign that has to do with what's underneath the strategic cognitive mind. It's much more oceanic and fluid and unpredictable and really deeply connected to emotions and sensitivity. Now, Jupiter takes about a year to go through one sign. It'll just be in Pisces for about 2.5 months. It'll look like it goes backwards into the previous sign it was in, Aquarius, and then it'll go back into Pisces later on in the year. But in the next 2.5 months, we get this opportunity to recognize where we're expanding our heart, expanding our intuition, our visions, our unusual knowing, our altered states of consciousness. Now, back to the cycle this week, Sun square Jupiter. Square means there's some tension between these different characters. It's not that it's negative, but inside of you and in the world, there's like, wait, we got to figure this out. So here's the sun in Gemini, your own conscious self illuminating, I want something different. I want to try a new way. I'm curious. And the tension is, oh, but I have some core beliefs, Jupiter, based in some unconscious feelings, or based on my intuition, based on my emotional knowing. And so the sun square Jupiter is a great time to shine some light on, maybe I need an attitude adjustment. Maybe some of my cherished truths, particularly if they're unconscious, or perhaps they're passed on unconsciously in an ancestral way, no blame to anyone. Maybe I need to illuminate and say, what if I didn't think that? What if I didn't believe that? How might I expand my heart? How might I open up my compassion if I was willing to question some of my unquestionable beliefs or certainties or dogmas? There's a wonderful opportunity here to ground truth what you're certain about. Again, you can hear the theme that's going on this week. And then on Saturday, May 22nd, Mercury in Gemini squares Neptune in Pisces. So again, we have this Gemini-Pisces conversation going on. That's at 23 degrees of Gemini-Pisces. And again, new folks, if you don't understand the degree measurement, do not worry about it. Those of you who know how to work with it in your chart, you go for it. So Mercury is the communicator, storyteller archetype. Whenever Mercury is involved in a cycle, it's really inviting us to open our minds and to be conscious and witness how we're thinking and how we're communicating, whether we're using words or body language or energies. Now, Mercury loves being in Gemini. This is its home territory, if you will. So it's like most of us might be feeling the last couple of weeks like a really very busy mind. Lots of ideas, lots of new ways to do things. Oh, do I do this? Do I that? It can sometimes, when Mercury's in Gemini inside of ourselves, the communicator storytelling us is juggling too many balls. We've got so many possible paths we can go, so many storylines, right? And yet it's delightful because it's very curious and like, well, we could try this. Again, the tension, the square, is to Neptune now. Neptune is the dreamer, visionary, one of us. And in its positive expression, it really is like the inner muse. It's the one of us that opens up to alternative states of consciousness in a really healthy way, like praying or meditation or a creative artist just somehow getting a download, you know, or being very much heart opened. Neptune, the Neptune character in all of us as an archetype, when it's in its wounded side, gets really overwhelmed, can feel victimized, can be caught under spells. It's like we dupe ourselves. We put ourselves under a spell. And especially there can be a lot of fear and a lot of sort of crazy anxiety that's there. It can be very painful when we're in the wounded side of Neptune in Pisces. So what happens with Mercury square Neptune is, again, the square says, the two characters in us and the world are saying, wait a minute. Mercury says, hang on. Both there is the positive Neptune in Pisces. So the visions, the dreams, is there any way I can express them? Mercury, can I write my book? Can I write something? Can I make some art? Can I have a conversation and really speak from the heart? If we're dealing, and many of us are, with the more unhealthy or wounded side of Neptune, the Mercury square Neptune cycle this week might be going like, wow, how did I bamboozle myself with that? I went under a spell. I just sort of got caught in some altered state that's really unhealthy, some ideas. And some part of me is saying, try something different. Think differently. Tell yourself a new story. Question your reality, okay? That's for all of us. And please understand, this is, doesn't matter what political persuasion you have, wherever you stand, all of us need to be looking at this. So no pointing any fingers here, okay? And then finally, a really, really key cycle for this week and really for the spring. On Sunday, May 23rd, the planet Saturn stations retrograde at 13 degrees of Aquarius. Now, what does that mean? Sometimes planets look like they go backwards in their orbit. That's called retrograde motion. And that just happens because of the way we in our orbit around the sun and the other planet like Saturn around its the sun, there's a certain angle of seeing the planet where as we're all both going around, we go, oh, it looks like Saturn's going backwards. It's not really, but it's an important symbolic time for an archetypal character. Because when a planet is retrograde, symbolically, that archetypal character in you individually and in the world collectively is having a time out. It's saying, whoa, wait, stop. I got to think about this. I got to go inside and re-examine things, review things, redefine things. And Saturn is the responsible one, the structure maker, the CEO of our lives. I often say this is the one that with the clipboard, you know, the person, the man, the woman with the clipboard. And the Saturn character in all of us wants things orderly, wants to be in control, wants things practical, grounded, integrous, wants to walk its talk. Saturn, when it's in its wounded side, is really difficult. It's a fear-based inner critic who's always taking you to task or always criticizing everyone else. It's dominating power over the worst of patriarchy, a wounded Saturnus. Now, Saturn going retrograde means we're turning inside with the structure maker and the responsible one. It's time to get our own act together inside and say, whoa, where do I need to restructure myself? Where do I need to do more adulting? Where am I trying to over-control, over-manage, micromanage, stop it? Okay, gently. I mean, be compassionate with yourself. And the fact that Saturn goes retrograde in Aquarius is the sign connected to the collective, to friends, to community, to tribe, and definitely connected to innovation, trying something different, you know, really way thinking outside the box. Saturn has been in Aquarius since winter solstice, or for the northern hemisphere last year, or summer solstice in southern hemisphere. So for about the last 6 months, roughly, it's been traveling through Aquarius, helping all of us to get more responsible to our place in community. And what are we going to do about the larger issues that are happening in our world? We certainly see this with COVID and the whole thing with whether to vaccinate, masks, and then all the social injustice, all the things coming up that say we have to lean in. And, you know, the buck stops here. We can't keep pretending it's not happening. We can't be, those of us who are white, can't be just riding the white privilege and not turning and looking at what's been happening for people of color or what's been happening on economic levels for people who don't have wealth. It's just Saturn's been like rubbing her nose in it, saying this has to be dealt with. It has to be dealt with collectively. But now Saturn going inward says, and what about your own inner work? What's the changes you have to make inside yourself to help contribute to it being a more just society, or to help contribute the awakening and the innovation of all of us together for the highest good of all? Now, Saturn will be retrograde until October 10th in the fall. It will go forward at 7 degrees of Aquarius. This is for my astrology people in case they want to be tracking that. So there you have it. It's a very strong week of questioning yourself and also surprising yourself, where you're certain about something and it's like, wait, maybe it's not that. Maybe it's something else. And the poem I'm about to read for you from David White called The Opening of Eyes, I love it because it really captures that experience of things shifting after a long time. And it's now time for it to be different. And it's now time to surprise yourself. So that's the blessing for this week. So here is The Opening of Eyes by David White. That day I saw beneath dark clouds the passing light over the water, and I heard the voice of the world speak out. I knew then, as I had before, life is no passing memory of what has been, nor the remaining pages in a great book waiting to be read. It is the opening of eyes long closed. It is the vision of far-off things seen for the silence they hold. It is the heart, after years of secret conversing, speaking out loud in the clear air. It is Moses in the desert, fallen to his knees before the lit bush. It is the man throwing away his shoes as if to enter heaven, and finding himself astonished, opened at last, fallen in love with solid ground. So may you astonish yourself this week. And may you find that where you thought you were going is not where you're going. Astonish yourself and open up at last. Fall in love with solid ground. Thank you, as always, for my devoted fans. I send so much love and gratitude to all of you. I'm so grateful for all the emails you're sending, the art. And I thank you also for the donations, any who feel they can. Welcome any donations to support this podcast. You can find other resources available to you, including my Archetypes in You series. We just had a fabulous one on the Wounded Healer archetype. Coming up on June 21st is one on the Wise One, the teacher mentor of you. Look for that. You'll hear more about that in future podcasts, but you can also find it on the resource page of my website, astrologyalchemy.com. Take good care of yourself. Stay curious this week. You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.